Good evening. This is Shabshaji Bhattacharya with Regional News. Election Commission today announced the assembly elections schedule for five states, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Telangana, Chhattisgarh and Mizoram. First phase of Chhattisgarh assembly polls will be held on 7th November and the second phase on 17th November. Mizoram will go to polls on 7th November, Madhya Pradesh on 17th November, Rajasthan on 23rd November and Telangana on 30th November. Votes counting for all the states will be held on 3rd December. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, while briefing media in New Delhi, said polls in these five states hold a unique significance as they serve as the final assembly elections before the grand stage of general elections in 2024. Arunachal Pradesh Governor, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Panak, met his Uttarakhand counterpart, Lieutenant General Retired Gurmit Singh at Raj Bhavan, Dehradun on Friday last. During their meeting, the two constitutional heads held discussion on the progress of development initiatives in both the Himalayan states. On the occasion, Governor Panak shared the cultural richness of Arunachal Pradesh and its tourism potential with Governor Singh. He also proposed an exchange program for students and government officials in the horticulture sector between the two states. The prolonged absence of electricity has badly affected normal life in parts of Upper Siang district, including its headquarters, Inkyong. Residents of the border district have been facing power outages due to technical snags at the Angong Nala and Sinriuk Hydel stations, and the problem is persisting for the last 6 days. On October 3, the Executive Engineer Inkyong Electrical Division issued a circular conveying that due to heavy damage of Angong to Inkyong 33 kV line by highway construction companies, there will be no power supply from Angong Nala Micro Hydel station for 10 days. Officials said that despite incessant rainfall, the power department is putting all its efforts to restore faulty and damaged transmission line from Angong Nala and early restoration of power supply. Kurumkume Deputy Commissioner Ibom Tao, along with SP Momken Basa, JPC Dare Mada and a team of head of officers, paid a two-day visit to Niapin, Sangram, Fasang and Niobia administrative circles on October 6-7 to take stock of the progress of various developmental projects there. The DC inspected several key infrastructure projects, including the under-construction Fasang Primary Health Center building and Bachelor Barrack for Health Staff, PWD Inspection Bungalow at Fasang, under construction approach road to the IB Double Cut Badminton Hall at Lungsa funded under Khelo India program. He also inspected several road projects under PMGSY and addressed public meetings at Niapin and Sangram. In a proud moment for Arunachal Pradesh, two sports officials of the state have been entrusted with pivotal roles for the upcoming National Games 2023 to be held in Goa. Arunachal Taekwondo Association ATA officials excelled in championship supervisory board, CSB and referee positions. L. Shakun Singh, Senior Vice President of the Taekwondo Federation of India and Youth Wellness Officer Department of Education GOP, has been appointed as a member of the CSB for the forthcoming National Games. Borik Pamo, referee chairman of ATA, has been named as an official referee for the Goa National Games. Claudia Goldin, a professor at Harvard University, has won the 2023 Nobel Economics Prize. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences announced this today. The Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences 2023, officially known as the Sveriges Riksbank Prize in Economic Sciences, has been awarded to Claudia Goldin for having advanced our understanding of women's labor market outcomes. After Elinor Ostrom in 2009 and Esther Duflo in 2019, Goldin becomes the third woman to be conferred with Nobel Prize in Economics. In ICC Men's World Cup Cricket, India beat Australia by 6 wickets in the World Cup 2023 opener at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium, Chennai last night. Chasing a target of 200 runs set by Australia, India made 201 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in 41.2 overs. Virat Kohli scored 85 and KL Rahul made unbeaten 97 to help India register a win. Rahul was declared player of the match. Pakke Kesang District Police, headed by District SP today, conducted an operation against wild-grown cannabis, marijuana. During the drive, district police destroyed cannabis plants spread over around 3 acres of land in different parts of the district. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.